2025 Year in Review Part 3. Gary Binford's final word on faith, family, and the fight ahead. Part 1 and Part 2 showed us the battles we faced. Part 3 reminds us why we fight, and why we'll win. From Bridget Gabriel's warning to Tina Deskovich's courage, these voices prove the fight for America is far from over. We've journeyed through 2025 together, two full episodes of Gary Binford's most powerful conversations. In Part 1, we heard boldness from voices like Charlie Kirk, In Memory, Ted Nugent, and Patriot Barbie calling us back to biblical truth. Meanwhile, Part 2 equipped us to fight back, with Alex Newman, Sam Sorbo, and Tim Rivers showing us how to reclaim our schools, defend our families, and demand justice. Now, in Gary Binford's 2025 Year in Review Part 3, we close the book on 2025, but not the mission. As Gary himself says, the guests we had 4 years ago said things just as relevant today. That tells you we're not losing our minds, we're in a fight that's been raging for decades. Furthermore, the voices in this final installment don't just diagnose the problem, they inspire action. From Bridget Gabriel's warning about Iran to Stacey Washington's battle cry on the border crisis, from Carl Jackson's Higher E framework to Gloria Giorno's story of a college conservative canceled for celebrating the 4th of July, these aren't cautionary tales. These are marching orders. In addition, we'll hear one final clip from Charlie Kirk, whose death became a rallying cry for believers everywhere. As we step into 2026 with Donald Trump back in the White House, the question isn't if we can win, it's will we have the courage to finish what we've started. Let's find out. Movie Camera Watch Part 3 now. Gary Binford wraps up 2025 with the voices that refuse to back down. Consequently, this Year in Review Part 3 will remind you why this fight matters, and why we're going to win. Charlie Kirk, In Memory, how did we let them take over? In June 2024, Charlie Kirk appeared on United Patriots Uprising to talk about his book and the future of conservatism. More than a year later, he would give his life for that vision. Here's his answer to a question every patriot has asked. How did the left take over every institution in America? It happened in a two-part move. Number one, they wanted it. And number two, we let them. Charlie explained the left's strategy. Rudy Dutschke said, "We're going to have a long march through the institutions. This will take 100 years, but we will slowly crawl through and eventually we're going to be in control." And then we let them. We didn't take Joseph McCarthy's warnings seriously. Instead, we were prideful, arrogant, we thought America was impenetrable. However, Charlie's message wasn't despair, it was empowerment. If we allow them to continue to march forward, we won't have a country. But it is a choice. We have selected to allow them to take over. And so it needs to be a decision for us to say, you are no longer able to take over every power center in this country. Charlie's words echo louder than ever. His voice is throughout freedom seekers listed below as a common call for us all. The Lord calls us to stand. Bridget Gabriel, Iran is contained, thanks to Trump. National security expert Bridget Gabriel warned about Iran's nuclear program and why it's now contained. It will never be over, but it is contained right now. And thank God we have President Trump in office at such a time as this. Gabriel explained that Israel has been warning the world about Iran's nuclear program since 2003, and nobody listened. Moreover, Obama sent pallets of cash in the middle of the night. Biden released sanctions, the world hit snooze while Iran weaponized. Then Trump acted, 14 bombs, 30,000 pounds of explosives into Granite Mountain. Iran's nuclear program destroyed. This definitely set Iran years back, Gabriel said. Hopefully by that time, the Iranian people would have risen, overthrown the regime, and brought about regime change. The situation is contained, but only because Trump had the courage to act when the world refused to. See full interview here. Ted Nugent, the orchestrated dumbing down of America. Motor City madman Ted Nugent didn't just diagnose America's spiritual debt, he reminded us we're wearing the armor of God, and grand times are ahead. I couldn't fathom it. When I was born in 1948 in Detroit, Detroit was the work ethic epicenter. Family, Christianity, being the best you can be. The concept of welfare was foreign. It was indecent. Nugent pointed to Eisenhower's 1953 warning. The biggest threat to America was the CIA and the military-industrial congressional complex. Uncle Sam and the goons. Today, we're graduating kids who can't talk, read, write, or spell, and the teachers' union wants more money. We're spiritually in debt, Nugent said. Nevertheless, here's his point. These are grand times. God sent me for times such as this. I'm wearing the armor of God, and so is Donald Trump. There's a movement, and it's made up of the best people in the world. Nugent's message: surround yourself with positive, truth-telling people. Embrace self-evident truth. and never stop fighting. See full interview here. Stacey Washington, evil doesn't just go away. Radio host Stacey Washington laid out the biblical case for why the border crisis is spiritual warfare, and why we can't sit back even after Trump's election. Woke, cancel culture, CRT, people said, it'll go away. But it didn't. Evil doesn't just go away. Evil has to be vanquished. This is a fight between good and evil. Furthermore, Washington pointed to the southern border as Exhibit A. The uptick in crime, kidnappings, rapes, murders, armed assaults, all brought to us by a wide open border by those who seek to fundamentally change the country. She reminded Gary's audience that God gave representative government to the Israelites in Deuteronomy, and the founders gave it to us. Yet when nations disobey, curses follow. Deuteronomy says the foreigner will enter your land. The foreigner will be above you. The foreigner will lend to you and you will borrow from him. We were literally being taxed to pay for foreigners, and kicked out of our own schools and community centers. Washington's hope: the Lord has given us a reprieve through the re-election of Donald Trump. But it's not a time to sit back. We need to be moving just as fast at the local level, whether it's dog catcher or Congress. See full interview here. Patriot Barbie: it was never about women's rights. Lindsey Graham, Patriot Barbie, called out the left's manipulation with one devastating question. If it's about women, why do they sacrifice women for their ideology? Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Their goal is not women's rights. Their goal is, how can I manipulate the situation to bring you back to believing what I believe? Graham pointed to the proof. If it was about women's rights, the minute a woman said, I had an abortion and it hurt me so badly and now I can't conceive, they would have said, whoa, this hurts women. We're pro-women. The minute a man started playing in women's sports, they would have said, whoa, we're here to protect women, and you are not one. But they didn't, because it was never about women. It's a mental illness, Graham said. It was never about women. If it were, those two situations would have stopped them in their tracks. It's about, I want you to agree with what I believe or you are a fascist. Period. See full interview here. Dr. Robert Malone, military-grade psychological warfare. The mRNA vaccine pioneer who got canceled explained what really happened during COVID, and why Americans went along with it. Were you shocked when you got canceled over your positions on the China COVID virus and the vaccine? Yeah, Malone said, I've been at the tip of the spear in 5 or 6 outbreaks. But this was different. In fact, Malone and his wife wrote a book in February 2020, How to Prepare and Protect Yourself from the Novel Coronavirus. Amazon canceled it, claiming it violated community standards, but refusing to say how. Turns out, Amazon met with the White House and WHO just weeks before to coordinate censorship. We've been subjected to amazing levels of coordinated propaganda, censorship, and military-grade psychological warfare technology. Malone said, that is the topic of my book. Why did America go along? Because they were subjected to psychological warfare designed to control what they were thinking, feeling, and doing. See full interview here. Christina Bob, it's far from over. Christina Bob, former attorney to Donald Trump, warned, Trump's biggest opposition isn't Democrats, it's Republicans. And the swamp isn't drained yet. We're finally at a place where we can fight back. President Trump has authority to make changes. But we're seeing resistance from Republicans in the House and Senate. Let's face it, Trump's biggest opposition are not Democrats. His biggest opposition is Republicans. Additionally, Bob explained that the MAGA movement has been clearing out Renos, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, but it's not cleared out enough. Her warning, we've got work to do. It's not over. Some Republicans are just trying to play out the string, survive 4 years and take it back. However, the MAGA crowd is getting stronger every election cycle. The swamp isn't drained yet, but we're getting closer. See full interview here. Chris Salcedo, the Republican Party is nothing without America First. Newsmax host Chris Salcedo made the case that should terrify every rhino. Trump didn't just win Latino voters, he proved the Republican Party is dead without the America First coalition. President Trump and the America First coalition is what attracted so many Latinos. By the way, the majority of male Latinos voted for President Trump. It's the first time a Republican has ever achieved that, and a record number of Latinos at large voting for President Trump more than any other Republican in the past. Salcedo explained why. President Trump gave a vision, something that was a contrast to the Democrats. The Republican Party has not. The Republican Party has shown almost no contrast to the Democrat Socialist Party. He called out the GOP establishment. If you listen to John Cornyn or Mitch McConnell or Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger, the number one attribute they believe in is bipartisanship, which is Washington speak for do it all the Democrats' way. Latinos rejected the insanity. the Democrats said little Johnny can be little Susie. They said men can have babies. They said the best woman for the job is a man. And Latinos said what? Then came the Latinx disaster. Democrats said, you're gonna start calling yourselves Latinx. And we said, what? You want me to bastardize the Spanish language for you? That opened the door to allow the Latino community to go, okay, these people are nuts. Salcedo's devastating conclusion. The Republicans just proved without Trump and the America First coalition in the 2025 elections what happens. A Marxist wins in New York, the center of American capitalism. The Republicans absent Trump couldn't even beat a man who said he wanted to see his Republican opponents dead and their children dead. His warning, the Republican Party is nothing without the America First coalition. And the sooner everybody wakes up and recognizes that, the better. See full interview here. Tina Deskovich, Moms for Liberty under attack. Moms for Liberty co-founder Tina Deskovich faced Satan worshippers, Antifa, the FBI, and didn't back down. Why? Because we're moms. It came from places I didn't know existed. The Southern Poverty Law Center called us a hate group. Anonymous, the international cyber group, invested tens of millions of dollars to cyber attack us and access our membership list. The enemies kept coming. Teachers' unions, NEA, DOJ, FBI, the Biden administration, the National School Board Association. At their Philadelphia summit, Antifa showed up. The Philly PD had to shut down an entire block. They had riot police shoulder to shoulder protecting us. The intimidation was relentless. We got cards and postcards from Satan, signed by Satan. Witches sent us letters casting spells. Our children were threatened. How did they keep going? Because we're moms. None of that matters. When you put your child in front of you and look at them, hell can come at us. We don't care. It's our kids. See full interview here. Carl Jackson, the Higher E Framework for Saving America. Radio host Carl Jackson gave Trump supporters a 5-point roadmap to save the country, starting with destroying Obamacare. I've developed an acronym, Higher E. That's H. Health care, immigration, regulation, energy, and education. Jackson's top priority, health care. Republicans have a great opportunity to destroy Obamacare, and they need to do it. I was paying $180 a month for great insurance before Obamacare. Obama said he'd lower costs. My bill went up 400% to $720 a month. I went without insurance for 10 years. Healthcare is how they control the masses. The solution? Put doctors and patients in charge. Let consumers buy across state lines. Make insurance companies compete. On immigration, what we're seeing from ICE isn't pretty, but what did you expect? No one complains about the little girls sent by their crappy parents with rape kits so cartels could traffic them. Jackson's bottom line, I want citizens. If you're not a legal immigrant who will assimilate, you need to go bye-bye. And if you think America is so bad, you can leave too. See full interview here. Gloria Giorno, canceled for celebrating the 4th of July. Author Gloria Giorno's son was elected student body president at a Christian university, then canceled within 24 hours after posting a photo on Independence Day. My son was elected student body president at Belmont University, a Christian school in Nashville. He was endorsed by college Democrats and college Republicans. Then COVID happened. On the 4th of July, Stevie posted a photo in front of the White House thanking the founders for our freedoms. Within 24 hours, 300 comments, go kill yourself. You're a terrible person. A Change.org petition calling him racist for celebrating a covertly racist holiday, death threats. If we see you, it's on site. Belmont's response? Nothing. Administration told Stevie not to come back to campus. Hell hath no fury, Gloria said. My son is not staying home. He's going to class. Consequently, Stevie was escorted by a police officer from class to class for the rest of the year. At a Christian university, for celebrating the 4th of July. See full interview here. Lucas Miles, Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on. Turning Point USA faith director Lucas Miles closed part 3 with a message of hope. God showed up big after Charlie's death, and revival is spreading. It's been an honor to serve under Charlie Kirk. His integrity was above anybody I've ever seen. Who he was in public is exactly who he was in private, and then some. He was a tremendous husband, father, friend, and brother in Christ. He was a martyr for Jesus. Miles addressed those struggling with Charlie's death. God is not the author of evil. We have free will, it's a gift that gives us dignity of choice. Unfortunately, that allows evil men to choose evil things. But God showed up big this week. The aftermath of Charlie's death sparked revival. Churches have literally doubled in size. We're seeing tremendous growth at Turning Point. Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, is now CEO, and she's determined to lead with strength and vigor to fulfill Charlie's vision. Miles' final word, This isn't over. God's in the aftermath, and glory to His name is going to be made. See full interview here. Fire Key Takeaways. As this year in review part 3 demonstrates, the fight for America requires both spiritual clarity and strategic action. The left took over because we let them, but we can choose to take it back. Iran's nuclear program is contained. Thanks to Trump's decisive action, America's education system is broken by design. But the armor of God wins. Evil must be vanquished, not tolerated. The border crisis proves it. The left's women's rights agenda is manipulation. Proof. Trans athletes' COVID compliance was military-grade psychological warfare. Censorship was coordinated. Trump's biggest opposition is Republicans. But MAGA is clearing them out. Higher E-framework. Healthcare, immigration, regulation, energy, education. A Christian college canceled a student for celebrating July 4th. Cancel culture is everywhere. Moms for Liberty faced Satan worshippers, Antifa, and the FBI, and didn't back down. Charlie Kirk's legacy sparked revival. His influence continues to grow. Where to watch and learn more. And Gary Binford online YouTube channel. At Gary Binford 1969 Podcast Archive. United Patriots Uprising X, Twitter. At Gary _ Binford Facebook. Gary Binford Truth Social. At Gary Binford. Related Virginia Christian Alliance content. 2025 Year in Review Part 1. Link to VCA Post, 2025 Year in Review Part 2. Link to VCA Post, VCA Prophecy Category, Link to Category. By Jeff Bayard, Ghostwriter and Editorial Content Manager, Virginia Christian Alliance.